Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Lee Rouse with the LSU Ag Center. It is no secret that composting has tremendous benefits for the garden, the gardener, and the environment. When new gardeners feel they have a fairly decent handle on the plants they have incorporated into their landscape, they typically take their gardening hobby to the next level by incorporating a compost bin into their yard. All the vegetable peelings and vegetable scraps that you would have normally thrown away into your garbage can and then went into a landfill can then be put into your compost bin instead. There are so many different reasons why compost is beneficial, but the number one reason is the pocketbook. Gardening can get expensive in a hurry. Having a free soil additive and a natural fertilizer being created in your own backyard is incalculable when it comes to money. If you're looking to start a compost bin in your yard, or if you've been doing it for years now, here are six vital tips to ensure your success and that you have the perfect compost to add to your garden. Number one, we want to make sure that the compost bin is large enough to create the heat which is necessary to break down the material rapidly. The heat is also vital in killing off weed seeds so that when you have your finished compost product and you put it into your garden, you're not putting weed seeds that are going to germinate, causing problems later on in the season. It is recommended with new hobbies to start small. When it comes to composting, though, bigger is sometimes better. A 3 foot by 3 foot by 3 foot, or 1 cubic yard, is the magic size for compost bins. Number two, be sure to use a pitchfork rather than a shovel. A pitchfork will help to stir up the mixture much more thoroughly than simply flipping the pile over with a shovel. The tines of the pitchfork will hold some material while allowing other parts of material to pass through. Number three, be sure the pile is near a water source or within reach of a garden hose. Compost piles do need water to help fuel the microbes which break down the material that is added to it. A lack of water will create a dry compost bin which will take a very long time to break down. Number four, do not dump and run. Dumping and running is the idea of dumping your vegetable scraps on top of your compost pile without incorporating or covering them into your compost bin. When adding vegetable scraps, be sure to dig a hole slightly into the compost bin, apply those scraps, mix in a little bit, and then add a brown layer on top of that, such as fallen leaves or shredded paper. Number five, be sure to turn the compost bin every 2 weeks. This can be done by setting a reminder on your phone or your calendar. This will help to ensure that everything gets mixed up in a timely manner and continues the breakdown process. And number six, be sure to have multiple bins if possible. You do not want to have to continue to add fresh material to a compost bin that you're currently working on finishing breaking down the process, as adding fresh material will never fully complete this process. Having two compost bins will help to separate and organize your endeavors. One bin to add all the material from your day-to-day life. The second one is simply waiting to be broken down and to be turned every 2 weeks until finished. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Lee Rouse. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at WRKF.org.